local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We head into hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hope you've had a wonderful Thursday. Just one work day left before we get back to the weekend, and the weather forecast looks improved. We'll just say that to finish off Friday and head into the weekend as well. We'll get details on that here in a couple of minutes and a local check of the roads as we enter the peak of rush hour here. But starting off with our top three stories, a tragic conclusion to the search of the sub that went down the Atlantic floor to view the Titanic with five people on board. Rear Admiral John Mauger with the Coast Guard held a press conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
And he says that the debris was found about 1,600 feet away from the bow of the Titanic, and that catastrophic failure likely led to a vessel implosion. If there is any solace, it's that the five people on board would have felt absolutely nothing, in that the implosion would have happened so fast their bodies would not have even really realized what was going on. But the tragic conclusion there. Also, a statement earlier this afternoon from OceanGate, the company who lost their CEO, Stockton Rush, as well as four other passengers, including father and son. They say, quote, "These men were true explorers who shared a distinct spirit of adventure and a deep passion for exploring and protecting the world's oceans. Our hearts are with these five souls and every member of their families during this tragic time." That statement from OceanGate released earlier this afternoon as the Coast Guard announced their findings. And they will continue to be out at the scene as they will try to, recover as much of the sub as possible to determine what led to the implosion, possibly looking into at what point in the submersible going down did it happen. I would guess and imagine that it happened when they lost contact, given how far deep they were towards the Titanic. But again, the debris found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic this morning. House Republicans putting off an effort to impeach President Biden. That was led by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who introduced a measure to force the vote on her impeachment article earlier this week, despite Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy's opposition to it. And a bizarre one in Colorado, where nearly 100 people injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert. Fans were gathered in the stands at the Red Rocks Amphitheater and heard to hear pop star Lewis Tomlinson when a severe storm rolled in and began pelting the fans with hailstones. Seven people hospitalized due with broken bones and lacerations, and 80 others treated at the scene there. 516, we'll pause here for traffic and weather together.
We do have some slowdowns right now. This is going to be off of Gulf Beach Highway. There's an accident there, and got the call in about the accident right after the traffic report at 455. So for a good bit of it has gotten cleared up. But again, that's Gulf Beach Highway right off of Weller Avenue. We still have some slight delays in both directions. If you see anything else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Taking a look at weather, we do have some rain making its way into Pensacola. That's going to be some light rain all throughout Pensacola, south of the interstate, as well as throughout West Pensacola and making its way through Robertsdale. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Baldwin County in Alabama, as we do have some heavy rain making its way through Spanish Fort and Daphne currently. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Texter says, wondering if the submersible had a black box. I looked that up. The answer to that question is no. Airplanes do not. So if you're not sure what a black box is, it's basically a it's something that records a transmission of everything that goes on an airplane. And so when a plane crashes, it's something that crews will recover so they can kind of look and it records the audio and looks and just records the data. And so they can kind of make the determination, okay, here's when it went down, here's why it went down, what was the communication like, et cetera, et cetera. So I know that it had rescue beacons, but I don't know like all the science of everything going on. I know we've talked about this over the last couple of days where we a journalist had gone on this thing and he said, then this was three days ago, we were talking about this, that he said there's only one of two things that could have happened, because the submersible was equipped with seven different ways to, under duress, get to the bottom or get to the top rather, even if power had been lost. And because none of those happened, he said, okay, well, it's either they're stuck or it imploded. Those are the only two possibilities. It was interesting listening to the Fox News conversation, and you know, they had all these experts on and everything like that. It was really fascinating listening to them talk about being that deep in the ocean and, you know, kind of taking solace in the fact that these five people that were on the sub, when it happened, you would not have even realized it was happening to you, is that, you know, it's like 6,000 square, it's 6,000 pounds per square inch or something. It's some enormous amount of pressure that is just, you know, on the submarine, and for it to implode like that, it's like it would have happened in 2 milliseconds and your brain would have taken 4 milliseconds to even realize or comprehend that something was going on. So we all kind of thought, I don't know, maybe you had some hope that they would be rescued. I don't know how they would have been.
Yeah.
But the fact that there was no pain, there was no suffering, to be sitting there in a submarine in pitch black for 90 hours or so, just waiting and hoping and praying and doing everything, would have been just a completely miserable experience, as the oxygen and you're breathing in,
and
it's so small.
It's five mm-hmm. grown men.
Yeah, all that. And the cold, being that deep, you know, I heard one person say that, well, the cold may have even gotten to them before the lack of oxygen would have, because they would have been so cold down there for that long a time. So the implosion happened, and in just quicker than a snap of a finger, it was over. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming days and weeks and months. You better believe there's going to be lawyers crawling around this thing. I'm sure that the families are, if not already, in communication with lawyers. They will be soon. There's a lot out there regarding lawsuits that have already been filed against this company involving former employees who say that, hey, this thing isn't safe. And for various reasons, I was reading up on one where guy was said he was fired because he was trying to point out that this thing isn't safe, and the way that you're testing it to make sure it's safe, you just can't possibly test it like this because of how much pressure is in the water and all these different things. So there's going to be this is not over, obviously. They're going to try to recover as much as they can, the fragments of that. There were some questions about, you know, are they going to try to recover the bodies? I don't know what the bodies would even look like, or how much of the bodies would even remain. It's just a lot of questions there. 522. I'm sorry I rambled on there, but obviously it's a story that, you know, has reached its conclusion. But it's a story that everybody has been talking about. You open up social media, TikTok, every video is about this.
Well, also, it's like there are so many countries involved with it. I went to the gym today in the sauna. That's what they're talking about. I come home, my roommates, that's what they're talking about. So, going to take a quick break, though. Come back with more local national updates right here on News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into, and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's tomorrow at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID4 EV at Feedmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Feedmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Feedmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select BX Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking good on our roads right now. Really no major slowdowns. We do have some bad weather making its way through, so that is causing some delays on I-10 as you are moving towards Pine Forest from the Pensacola Boulevard exit, as well as northbound on 29. We're seeing some slowdowns as you head northbound towards West Detroit Avenue. And we do have an accident on 9th Avenue. 9th Avenue at Creighton Road. Expect some delays in both directions due to that accident. As I mentioned, we do have some rain making its way through Pensacola. Severe thunderstorm warning for Baldwin County in Alabama, as we have some heavy rain making its way through Mobile and Saraland currently. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Rolling through some local and state headlines today. Gulf Breeze doctor's office under investigation this afternoon after FDLE agents were seen conducting search warrants. According to Channel 3, that was at the office of Dr. Elaine Sharp on El Rito Drive. The Florida Department of Health confirmed this afternoon an emergency restriction order was issued against Dr. Sharp this afternoon. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson announcing two arrests in connection with the shooting that left a 24-year-old man dead on Monday. 20-year-old James Cordes and 29-year-old Marcus Dickinson have been charged with murder in the death of Joseph Lieb. The world's largest air show returned after a four-year hiatus due to COVID-19, and Santa Rosa County had a delegation there, including Commissioner Colton Wright, who says he and Economic Development Director Shannon Ogletree had a busy slate of meetings at the Paris Air Show earlier this week.
We had a tightly packed schedule. About every 30 minutes, we had a meeting with somebody from some company. Many of them were extremely productive and promising. Things are looking good for Santa Rosa County as well as the entire panhandle on the possibility of bringing literally thousands of jobs back to our region.
And the show is normally held every other year. However, the 2021 edition was canceled due to COVID-19. Looking quickly here at the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis taking aim at private college accreditation agencies, saying that he is filing a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration and the U.S. Department of Education, saying that the agencies have huge power and are accountable to no one. Also, Tropical Storm Brett is expected to move across the Lesser Antilles tonight as a strong tropical storm. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 4, which is in the middle of the Atlantic, should move generally west-northwest before turning a bit more northwest, and forecasters believe strong wind shear will also weaken that storm as well. Board of Governors for Florida's university system putting an out-of-state tuition hike on hold. The board deciding today additional work is needed there. 5:30 Fox News update is coming up, followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Saucier, the U.S. Coast Guard says the days-long search for a missing submersible has ended in tragedy. Debris found, Rear Admiral John Marger tells us where it was discovered.
Approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor.
A crew of five presumed dead. The Coast Guard believes they know how it happened.
This was a catastrophic implosion of the vessel.
Coast Guard says the next step is to figure out the timeline of the events. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, in Washington, is paying an official state visit. He met with President Biden at the White House and also addressed Congress.
Democracy is the spirit that supports equality and dignity.
Some congressional members didn't show up for the speech, though, after India abstained from a UN vote condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. A closely watched hearing Microsoft squaring off against the Federal Trade Commission got underway today. A federal judge is hearing arguments in the FTC's suit that seeks to block Microsoft's proposed deal to acquire video game publisher Activision Blizzard for $75 billion. The companies are hoping to close that deal next month. It's been a tough week for bank stocks. They've been under pressure amid talk of higher interest rates and increased capital requirements by regulators to strengthen the banking system. Shares of Bank of America today dropped 2.1%. PNC slid 2.4%. JP Morgan Chase fell 1.9%, and Wells Fargo eased 1.4%. As for the overall market, with technology and consumer discretionary issues doing well, stocks finished the Thursday session mostly higher. The S&P 500 rose 16 points and the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite leaped 128, but the Dow Jones Industrial slipped 4 points. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim style. If you look at the two best players in the NBA Finals, one was a second-round pick, Denver's Nikola Jokic, and one fell to number 30 overall, Miami's Jimmy Butler. The NBA champions were loaded with high first-round picks, but we're in a new era. This seems to be a really good draft with Victor Wembanyama. There are no guarantees. It's a tough time to be an NBA GM. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Right right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I hope you're having a fantastic Thursday afternoon and getting ready to have one more day of the week and get to the weekend. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national stories and, of course, get a look at sports and some wacky and weird stories coming up in just a bit. But we are seeing some slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be in the westbound direction as you are approaching the Pine Forest exit. So some slowdowns there, as well as a northbound on 29 is real busy. That's going to be right before you get to West Detroit Boulevard. We do have some slowdowns on 9th Avenue at Creighton Road due to an accident. And if you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111 with the details. For weather, we do have some severe weather through Baldwin County. National Weather Service did issue a severe thunderstorm warning for Baldwin County in Alabama. And we're getting some light rain throughout south Escambia County, throughout west Pensacola, Warrington area, and making its way through Gulf Breeze getting close to Navarre too with some light rain. But we may be seeing some heavier rain in just a bit here as those storms are moving towards the Pensacola area. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Starting on July 1st, ECUA bulk waste service is going to be a call-in format. So you need to call before 2 p.m. the day before your pickup day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Continuing this hour with our national headlines, House Republicans failed to overturn President Biden's veto of the Congressional Review Act. The Congressional Review Act would have ended Biden's student loan forgiveness plan, and it passed in the House and Senate earlier this year before Biden vetoed the resolution. Well, yesterday, the House failed to get the majority vote needed to overturn that veto.
And a little while back, we talked about how Congressman George Santos didn't want the names of who bailed him out to be released because they said they were going to be endangered. Well, the two people who guaranteed the $500,000 bail for Congressman George Santo have been revealed. And as it turns out, it was his father and aunt who put up the money. Santos had tried to keep their identities from being released, saying that it could jeopardize their safety. Santos is facing charges including wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds.
In Moscow, a court denying Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's appeal of his pretrial detention. Russia accuses him of collecting state secrets about the military. He was arrested back in March, and judges have extended his pretrial detention twice, including last month when it was extended until August 30th.
And the State Department is announcing a new visa restriction policy aimed at keeping foreign governments from helping their fugitives escape the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the Fallon Smart policy, named after the 15-year-old Oregon girl who was killed by a hit-and-run driver in 2016. Officials believe that the suspected driver was a Saudi national who fled the country before his trial with the help of the Saudi government.
A bizarre story in Texas where police in El Paso say an Uber passenger shot her driver because she thought she was being kidnapped. The 48-year-old passenger from Kentucky told police that she saw road signs for the Mexican border town of Juarez and panicked when she shot the driver. The 52-year-old driver is on life support with a bullet wound to the head. Investigators say the driver was following the correct route and that there were no signs that he was trying to abduct his passenger, who is now under arrest.
Very sad. Mm-hmm. Another sad one out of Texas. At least four people are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny town in Texas last night in North Texas. A tornado warning went out for Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. last night. In addition to the loss of life, the twister left around a dozen buildings damaged.
And the Biden administration is making it easier for skilled workers from India to live and work in the U.S. According to Reuters, people familiar with the move say the administration is using Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit this week as a backdrop for that announcement. And continuing on with the world of sports here tonight, we've got a big game coming up in about 20 minutes in the College World Series. It is winner advance to the championship round. The loser heads home, top-seeded Wake Forest versus fifth-seed LSU. 6 o'clock start time, that one on ESPN2. Florida awaiting the winner of this matchup. And the NBA draft is tonight as well, starting at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The Spurs will take France star Victor Wembanyama. Alabama's Brandon Miller also expected to go in the top three. Couple big trades coming down in the association. A three-team trade sending Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics. Marcus Smart goes to the Memphis Grizzlies. And Chris Paul now will be traded for a second time this week. After he was traded from the Suns to the Wizards, he's now expected to go to the Golden State Warriors. They are sending a trade package that includes Jordan Poole. Major League Baseball action right now. The Braves beat the Phillies 5-1 in 10 innings. Also today, some earlier games. The Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 5-3. The Twins over the Red Sox 6-0. Guardians beat the A's 6-1. And the Padres shut out the Giants 10-0. Games just starting. The Rays taking on the Royals. That one in the top of the first inning. Also the Marlins and the Pirates just getting underway there as well. Health and science notes today. Toy craze from the 90s is returning for its 25th anniversary. The Furby doll. Hasbro launched a new version of its animatronic toy on Amazon today, and it's $70, and the toy will be available in stores nationwide starting on July 15th. People around my age probably remember the craze that the Furbies were there. Not the cutest little animals or toys.
Creepy looking.
Yeah. But people love them just like they love the Nano Babies, the Beanie Babies, the Tickle Me Elmos, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple of 90s toys craze, but the Furby was right there, so it's coming back for its 25th anniversary.
Love it. Weekly jobless claims are up, reaching the highest level since late 2021 for the week ending in June 17th. The Labor Department reports that 264,000 first-time applications for unemployment benefits they received, and most analysts have been expecting today's number to come in at around 260,000.
Also, existing home prices are seeing the biggest year-over-year drop in over a decade. The National Association of Realtors says that the median price last month was just over $396,000. That's a drop of a little more than 3% compared to a year ago, the biggest decline seen since December of 2011.
And in some space news, a spacecraft flying past Mercury is sending back new photographs of the closest planet to the sun. The I think it's BPI Colombo Orbiter is a joint mission of the European and Japanese Space Agency. It was launched in 2018 to study Mercury. This week, it's completed its third of the six planned flybys and coming in with 150 miles to the surface. And it skimmed over the planet. It took a series of black and white photographs revealing huge craters and steep cliffs in Mercury's crust.
We were talking just a little while ago about the Furby dolls and kind of talking about the 90s craze. Texter says, what about My Buddy Dolls? That's a little bit before my time, but a quick search of the Wikipedia. They came out, Hasbro made them starting in 1985. A doll to appeal to young boys and teach them about caring for their friends. The idea, both innovative and controversial for its time, as toy dolls were traditionally associated with younger girls. I need to, people remember this, I was born in 86, so I don't, and I did not have a My Buddy doll.
Well, looking it up on images, it looks like it's what Chucky is supposed to be off of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But yeah, I would not know much about if there was a craze and people were, you know, fighting over the My Buddy dolls. But yeah, a little more research needed on that for me anyway. Also, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are at least going at it on social media and talking up a possible cage match. Likely not going to be another thriller in Manila, but could be the battle of the billionaires. They traded jabs on social media, and Elon Musk and Zuckerberg asked for a location. Musk said the Vegas Octagon. So I don't think it's going to materialize, but I think if Musk and Zuckerberg agreed to this and they wanted to put it on pay-per-view or something, or maybe, you know, on Twitter, you know, they could work it out where they'd want to stream it at. But a pay-per-view for charity, I think they'd get a lot of money in for that. But
yeah, I agree. I think it's just funny that, I don't know, this is what they're talking about on their social media platforms, yeah. The big old billionaires. In pop culture news, hundreds of millions of dollars are remaining up for grabs in America's two biggest lotteries. There's still no grand prize winner from last night's Powerball drawing, so pushing up the jackpot to $424 million ahead of the next chance to win on Saturday. Meanwhile, tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $320 million.
Somebody saying the Teddy Ruxpin. I do not remember that either. That was... though the best-selling toy of 1985 and 1986, cartoon based on the character debuted in 1986. So, yeah, a little bit before my time there, but a lot of 80s kids chiming in with some of the big toy crazes of the 1980s. Also, where are we at? Yeah, G.I. Joe. I remember that. That was a big one. I mean, that G.I. Joe's been around, I mean, a long time. But I'd have to look up when it officially came out there. Also, let's see what we got here. Harrison Ford says he has no plans of retiring. Ford, who turns 81 next month, said in an interview, "I don't do well when I don't have work." After the fifth and final Indiana Jones movie, the actor still has Captain America, Brave New World, and more on his list of upcoming projects there.
And we're still hearing about the Writers Guild of America strike. Well, no... show no signs of letting up. The group held a huge rally alongside multiple other unions in Los Angeles yesterday. Their strike against the big Hollywood studios is now in the eighth week, and there's no sign of any deal going to be signed just yet. Two main concerns are residuals from streaming content and the regulation of AI. We did forget to get a traffic and weather update, so I want to get one in real quick. We're actually looking pretty good on the roads, but we still have some major slowdowns. Seen some slow-moving traffic on North Blue Angel Parkway leading into the Lillian Highway intersection, so just keep that in mind. And we do have some heavy rain coming into our area for a quick weather update. Just light rain right now throughout Pensacola, but we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Baldwin County in Alabama, and that's going to be heavy rain right now throughout Bay Minette, Daphne, Mobile, Saraland, and it is going to be making its way into Pensacola in just a bit here. So we are seeing also heavy rain throughout Century and along 29 currently. So just keep that in mind that we're probably going to be seeing some rain in just a bit. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, people still texting in the toys of their youth that they remember having big generational impacts. Cabbage Patch Kids, that's another one. And I also remember the Walkman that Kevin had in Home Alone 2. Lost in New York?
Okay.
All right, yes.
I've seen it. I don't remember the toy.
You don't remember the Walkman that he had? That he would record his Uncle Frank and play in, singing in the shower, and then he used that in the hotel?
I don't think I've watched that movie in a really long time. Sorry.
All right, 5:50. I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to talk to somebody about getting Gracie fired here because she doesn't remember Home Alone 2. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and maybe Gracie moving forward on News Radio 92.3.
Behold, the Ansac Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn.
That's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
This 4th of July, News Radio Pensacola carries the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
So it was the Talk Boy. The Talk Boy is what it was called. I knew it was not the Walkman, but in the heat of the moment, I couldn't remember what it was. But great, still no idea what the Talk Boy was. So Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. No. Kevin has this silver recording device that he talks into and records it back. And then his Uncle Frank's in the shower. He cracks open the door to get his tie, and then he hears him singing. And so he records it, and then later on in New York, he uses the audio to keep the hotel staff at bay. That does not ring any sort of bell for you.
No, it does after that, and I'm looking at a picture of it. But I personally have never used one.
Well, I would not expect you to.
I've only seen Home Alone 2 one time.
Yeah,
if we're talking
about
Christmas
there's two
movies.
Separate issues there. The more recent one that you just said, I'm much more concerned about that you've only seen that movie twice. I know that you haven't played with the Walkman. It was, you know, back in 1993 was when it was like the hottest toy of the
Home
Christmas
Alone
season.
Two.
Home Alone 2. I'm sorry.
I know.
Home Alone 3 sucks, by the way.
If you're going to watch a Home Alone movie, you're going to watch number one.
I will submit to you that 2 is better than 1, but we can have that discussion in December.
Okay.
Let's get to some good news. Hey, congratulations, by the way, to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 3-1 final. The Blue Wahoos come back late to beat the Smokies. And for the second year in a row, the first city will celebrate a first half South Division championship.
Ooh.
Eric Bremer on the call there. The Wahoos record now stands at 38-26 on the season, wrapping up the South Division title for the first half of the season. So congratulations to them.
Yay. Also a nice story coming out of Ocala, Florida. A firefighter is now a father to a newborn baby.
I saw this, yeah.
After finding her at a Florida fire station safe haven baby box, Ocala Fire and Rescue said that someone surrendered their baby anonymously 6 months ago at its headquarters. After trying to start a family of his own with his wife for over a decade, the firefighter said he went to the hospital with the baby to encounter about adopting her, and the baby girl Zoe is now officially adopted by the couple.
Very cool there. Do you have the audio on the Wisconsin family pulled up? Okay. For Father's Day this past weekend, a woman in Wisconsin shared her story after a DNA test helped her track down her biological dad. He lives in Nebraska and was thrilled to meet her. She also found out she has 6 siblings. After over a dozen years of looking, the woman was finally able to find her biological father by using 23andMe. Here's Melissa Kelly talking about her journey and connecting with her biological father, Ron, over the phone.
Do you have an uncle by the name of this? Oh, yes, I do. So I got the pictures, and I got stalking him on Facebook and other family members, and I found my father. took one look at him and I knew.
Hello.
Hi there. You hear about these stories and you just don't ever think it's going to happen to you.
That little void I never thought I had was being filled.
Very cool stuff there.
And in good news, another one involving animals. After 6 years being away from its family, a cat was returned home. Ozzy was found back to his home thanks to a microchip after disappearing during a wildfire in 2017. So the cat Ozzy went missing when her owners evacuated from their home in California during a wildfire. The family accounted for all their animals, but they couldn't find their cat Ozzy. When it was safe to return home, the owners looked for months for this cat Ozzy. The cat survived the fire and spent the last 6 years living independently, not far from its home. Eventually, a good Samaritan who thought that the cat was a little bit too friendly to be a stray brought the cat to Forgotten Felines, where he was scanned for a microchip. After the scan was showed that it did have a microchip under Ozzy's skin, the Forgotten Families
that's mine
sorry Forgotten Felines found their owners and returned her after 6 years.
Very cool. I also saw the story in the UK about a turtle, a very old turtle as it turns out, but went missing 2 years ago and managed to make it back to its home.
What?
Yeah, turtle traveled 5 miles over the 2 years and made it back home.
Oh, my God!
So that's pretty cool. Homeward Bound. I don't know how you'd make a Homeward Bound movie out of that, because 5 miles over 2 years doesn't sound nearly as interesting as it did in the original Homeward Bound movie. But
yeah.
Still, awesome story. And a couple of high-profile movies set to be releasing later on this summer. And one of them I am super excited for. I've already got my tickets for opening weekend. Christopher Nolan says his upcoming movie, Oppenheimer, is an intense experience. He says early screenings of the movie have left people feeling devastated, though. I'll be interested to give a full report on that. Also, Tom Cruise filming a dangerous motorcycle stunt in day one of filming Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. It's expected to be one of the biggest Hollywood blockbusters when it releases on July 12th. Both of those movies releasing on July 12th. I'm excited to see both of them, but especially for Oppenheimer. Last time I was this excited about a movie was probably Endgame. So, all in on Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about the atomic bomb, like, what, months ago?
Yeah.
You had said that, so I'll probably have to check it out, too, just so we have something to talk about. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back after this WEAR update.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Contributed.
WEAR News at 6 starts now.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement and other agencies executing a search warrant late this afternoon at a doctor's office in Gulf Breeze.
WEAR's Brent Carney, he joins us now from El Rito Drive. Brent, what's the latest there?
Yeah, it's still a very active scene out here in front of Dr. Elaine Sharp's office on Gulf Breeze Parkway here in Gulf Breeze. As you can see, there's just a lot of police activity here in front of the office. But more importantly, we're learning a lot more from the Florida Department of Health in regards to this very incident. On their website right now, there's a document from Dr. Ladapo, which says that Ms. Elaine Sharp's license has had an emergency restriction placed on it because of improperly prescribing a controlled substance in a dangerous manner. Now, what we know about Ms. Sharp is that she is both a gynecologist and an opioid addiction specialist. Now, FDLE says this was a court-ordered search warrant.